Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, though, I don't know if you saw today, Shuey Louie, the old caravan, the canister, Matt Canavan. He's a Liberal MP, Coalition MP, Resources Minister, Matt Canavan, Senator for Queensland. He's taken a leaf out of Tony Abbott's book. So a couple of years ago, Tony Abbott was famous for eating a raw onion.
I've heard about that. Yeah. Even New Zealand, we've heard about that.
Very bizarre, you know, that this news has travelled across the ditch. Tony was on the campaign trail. There were a lot of media cameras there, a lot of press. And
trying to be cool.
He was with an onion farmer and he said it just came naturally to him. Started eating it like an apple. Big old crunchosaurus with the skin on and everything.
No, thank you.
Well, no thank you was pretty much the overall consensus that we reached as an Australian public. Matt Canavan didn't get that memo and thought it'd be good to eat an onion over the weekend.
Well, I've never done this before, but I have always been interested in what it tastes like, so let's see. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought.
What was that laugh? But also, like, interested in what it tastes like. Like, have you not had onions before, mate?
Just have some slithered onions in your salad, mate. Have you never had a democracy sausage?
Put it on your Bunnings sauce, please.
Yeah. No, very bizarre. Like a 35-year-old, 40-year-old man eating onion at a press conference and then giggling like a schoolgirl.
His laugh is horrific.
Turns out that that wasn't the only thing that Matt Canavan did on his press trail. He's been a busy boy lately. He's trying a lot of new things, Shuey Louie. It's probably time to catch up with Matt Canavan and see what he's been doing on the campaign trail.
These are the adventures of Resources Minister Matt Canavan.
Today on the campaign trail, Resources Minister Matt Canavan visits a Brisbane fruit and vegetable market to gain the trust, respect and votes of onion farmers across the land.
Well, I've never done this before, but I have always been interested in what it tastes like, so let's see. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought.
After taking a bite out of the raw onion and after a quick swig of mouthwash, Resources Minister Matt Canavan heads off to Grilled for lunch, where he's trying the Meat-Free Mondays vegan burger editions.
I've never done this before, but I have always been interested in what it tastes like, so let's see. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought.
After a nice, unsatisfying tofu, lentil and chickpea burger from Grilled for Meat-Free Mondays, Canavan decides to rub shoulders with the tradies down at a Brisbane pub, where he decides to do a shoey.
I've never done this before, but I have always been interested in what it tastes like, so let's see. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought.
After the liquid confidence of a shoey or five, Canavan decides to knock a final thing off his bucket list before the end of another heavy day of campaigning. Canavan hits the local Brisbane gay sauna with Tony Abbott.
Well, I've never done this before, but I have always been interested in what it tastes like, so let's see. Yeah, it's not as bad as I thought.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Over the weekend, Scott Morrison, ScoMo, the scone. The scone and cream. I won't start doing those nicknames.
No,
right,
please
now.
Don't. You go on for like 10 minutes.
There's too much to unpack in this next thing, Shuey Louie. Morrison over the weekend caught on film throwing out a knee how to a Korean.
Very wrong.
Koreans don't knee how. They aren't yourself. I know this because I used to work in Thailand. And there are a heap of Chinese tourists, a heap of Koreans, a heap of Japanese visitors to the resort that I used to work at. And I could spot from a mile away and I'd go up to them, I'd greet them in their native tongue and we'd have a little bit of a conversation about where they're from. And I had my Korean joke sorted, I had my Japanese joke sorted, I had my my Chinese joke sorted. Yeah, Mandarin, okay. Cantonese was my weakness. But look, one thing I've learnt, if you're unsure, you don't just go throwing something else. You just ask them. You say, oh, hey.
Be disrespectful.
Hello.
Get it wrong.
Where are you from? Exactly. You don't go throwing out ni hao if you suspect there may be a Korean and an annyeonghaseyo at play. This is the action, by the way.
No, I'm Korean.
Well, very hard on radio. Can we listen one more time?
No, I'm Korean.
Okay, yeah. So Morrison's gone, ni hao, how are you? She goes, no, I'm Korean.
Korean.
And you go, okay. Ni hao, how are you? No, I'm Korean. Okay.
No, I'm Korean. Okay.
Okay, I was wrong.
God. I mean, 13, 10, 60. Could we maybe get a couple of Asians, all our Asian friends who are listening in, to give the show a call, and I'll try and greet them in the correct tone and show just how good I am and identify. No.
Very wrong.
No, I know
Danny.
What you're thinking. You think I've got ScoMo level greetings, Chewy Louie. Not the case.
Greet the Asian on the phone.
Now, let me make this perfectly clear. I'm not just saying Japanese, Chinese, or Korean. I'm talking my Thai friends, Lao, Vietnamese.
You back yourself Indonesian, to be able to do this.
Southeast Asian. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Judging by their name, their accent, maybe I'll ask them another question about their country. I'll be able to fire off the correct greeting. There'll be no ni haos to our Korean friends tonight. I'll guarantee that.
Okay, I hope that you can get this right.
If you are from Asia, whether that be Southeast Asia, Northern Asia, Eastern Asia, Central Asia, 13, 10, 60. And prizes up for grabs as well. Of course, movie passes to give away. Maybe even a Danny Lakey goodie set.
Ooh, you're throwing those out a bit too much.
Did I just say goodie set? Yes, I did. Our Asian listeners, 13, 10, 60. Greeting the Asians on the phone next in the correct tongue.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Greet the Asian on the phone.
Yeah, I've got to greet the Asian on the phone in their correct language, the native tongue. I'm not going to pull a ScoMo and deliver a ni hao where an anyo a sao is appropriate.
Well, you might. You might not get them right.
I'm not going to pull a ScoMo. How very embarrassing to think that you're chatting with a person from China. Chinese heritage. Rich cultural heritage. They're Korean. You can't get these things mixed up, Shulu, especially if you're ScoMo going for another election. This is just horseplay.
It's a bad look for him.
We've got people who are either from Asia or Asian descent, Asian in their blood somewhere, and I will quiz them and use numerous tells and clues to greet them in their specific language. First, we have Milroy in Dandenong. Hello, Milroy.
How are you?
Very good, thank you. I'm sensing an accent here, Milroy. Is this correct?
Yes, you are.
Interesting. Now, this accent, I'm getting tinge of Southeast Asia. Almost Western Asia here, but it's been like sort of mixed with Australian. I'm guessing you've been here for quite a while, Milroy.
Yes, you're right.
Now I'm sensing Indian, Bangladeshi, or Sri Lankan. Am I in that sort of ballpark, Milroy?
Yes, you are.
Wow,
that's quite good. Okay. First guess.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not mucking around here, Shrewsbury. I've got a suspicion that this may be a country that I've been to before, and forgive me if I definitely don't think I'm nailing this one, but I've got to get my Tamil on here for a second. I've got to get my Tamil language, which is Sri Lankan language. Milroy, Ayabawan.
Ayabawan.
Ayabawan, get around me! Get around me!
Milroy.
Yes! Sri Lankan Milroy.
Yes,
hello, Milroy.
There we go. Thank you. Yes. See, this is how you greet someone in the Tamil language.
You can hear it in his voice. He's so happy.
Of course.
You've got it correct.
Nailed Milroy. Now, is this Booney or Bunny?
Bunny.
Very, very important that we nail the specificities here, because Bunny, I'm going to a whole other part of Asia. Mm-hmm. Bunny, I bring it right back down to the southeast. Bunny?
Yes.
How long have you been in Australia for?
A while, quite a while.
I'm thinking Southeast Asia. Am I in the ballpark, Bunny?
Yes.
God, part of me wants to dish out a Selamat Pagi, which is Indonesian.
Great pronunciation.
I'm not going to be too naive and go Selamat, which is Malaysian. Not feeling Malaysia. Part of me wants to dish out a Filipino greeting, maybe a Nepalese.
Don't get too confident.
I know. I'm going to stick with what I know. I'm going to go to Selamat Pagi, Indonesian. Actually, no. I change it at the last minute. Xin Chao, Vietnamese. Xin Chao. Xin Chao?
Sorry, no.
Oh! Damn it.
Danny!
Where would I be greeting you, Bunny? How would I be greeting you?
You can greet me as Ni Hao. Me? But I'm from Malaysia.
Yes, of course. Yeah,
You've done a ScoMo.
No, the Mandarin speaking, or Cantonese, is it? Cantonese speaking in Malaysia?
Yes.
Cantonese community of Malaysia, of course. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, that one. I knew
one
a Cantonese
down.
Malaysian would throw me off at some point. Astri in Cairns. Thanks, Bunny, by the way. Astri in Cairns, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Sweet accent. I'm feeling you're from the southeast. There's a Southeast Asian twang going on there.
Yes, correct. That's true.
Did I dish out my Selamat Pagi too early?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think a Xin Chao. I think I've gone Xin Chao too early. Lin Chow.
You sure?
No, back to Salamat Pudgy.
She's playing with you.
Salamat Pudgy, I just Astri. Salamat Pudgy?
Oh, well, it's actually Salamat Pudgy, not G, but...
But correct!
Correct!
Get yeah.
Two out of three. Two out of three.
Salamat Pudgy. Salamat Pudgy, yes. Correct.
That's right.
Yes. What I'm doing here, I'm nailing the country. I'm struggling on the correct pronunciation of the greeting, but this will come in time.
I'm going to say I'm very impressed, Danny. Thank you. Like, this is a secret hidden talent of yours.
Yeah, I've been around the world. I've worked many very places, well. Greeted many an ethnicities. Alex in Melbourne, this is tough because I've got no clue with the name here. I'm hoping an accent will come into play. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Damn it. This man comes from a long, long line of Northern Asians. I'm thinking one of the big three. Chinese, okay. Japanese, or Korean. I'm thinking a big three.
Okay.
Am I on the right track?
You are on the right track, yes.
May I greet you, Alex? And tip my hat with an yourself.
Got the biggest grin. So chap.
And yourself, Alex?
No, sorry.
Oh! Damn it. Ni hao, Alex.
Correct.
Get around me!
Nearly ScoMo.
Woo! Two and a half. Alex. Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Ni hao, Alex. Have a great night. Of course. Of course. I realise I did the exact opposite of ScoMo. He ni hao'd an annyeonghaseyo, and I've annyeonghaseyo to ni.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Never have I liked a news headline so much, yet despised it so hard at the same time. There's so much to love in this sentence, Shuey Louie, but there's so much to hate because I feel they're trying to tar a whole heap of us with such a vicious word. Have a listen to this title and then give me your thoughts and perusings. Cabin crew are said to be selling their used tights and unwashed uniforms to perverts on eBay.
Excuse me?
Now, I love the first part. Can't get enough of the first part where the cabin crew are said to be selling their used tights and unwashed uniforms. Don't like to the perverts on eBay.
Who would, why would anyone want them? Even perverts.
People who are curious with their nose, Shuey Louie. Some people who like to push the boundaries as far as fetishes and imagination goes.
Well, they just want to sniff people's old smelly socks and tights.
Yeah, sounds pretty good to me. Let's just unpack pervert for a second. I think pervert is someone that like is looking and like perving on someone, like that kind of thing. Perving from the bushes, are you? Look at you over there, dirty perv. Not someone who's all above board purchasing this with a PayPal account on eBay and then just having a jolly old sniff back at their house. That's not a pervert.
Maybe it should just say sicko.
It's not a sicko. It's a perfectly nice thing to do. Look, air stewardesses are making a lot of money. £500, $910 Aussie dollars, they reckon, some of the top airlines.
For a pair of tights?
Yeah, some of the ladies' Emirates.
Ship off my old tights for $900.
Of course you would. Everyone's got their price.
You can have them. Will you pay me $900?
$900 for your tights?
Yeah.
Really? It may stuff up the work dynamic slightly. Look, I don't mind that. Of course, pre-face glosses. Airline ladies are very pretty. They use their natural eau de parfums. Mm-hmm. And this is seeping into the tights as well as, of course, you know, 12 hours, 30,000 feet up in the air sweat. You know, the glitz and the glam, maybe the high heel. They're chucking in a bundle deal for $910. And there are people out there that are willing to purchase it and give it a good old sniff. Don't mind it. Don't mind it.
It does not sound appealing to anyone in the slightest.
Look, I'm not going to splash out $900 tonight, and I don't think your producer Jack have that kind of cash to splash either. But we are willing to maybe pay a couple of bucks for used items of clothing.
Call up 301060 if you'd like to sell us your clothes.
I reckon there might be a few nibs here.
No one's going to call and give you some old tights or socks or something.
Times are tough for a lot of people out there. We're all wearing clothes.
Times are tough for me and I'm not even doing it.
We're all wearing clothes and not all of us have money. It seems like a no-brainer. If there's a pair of tights that you haven't got around to washing, call up 131060. Name your price.
This is gross, Danny.
Are you a tradie who hasn't washed his socks in a couple of days? Shuey Louie's got a couple
I
of spare notes hanging around. Everyone's got their price.
Socks?
Yoga pants after a big weekend of Bikram yoga.
Ooh,
I'm in the market.
That's too far. You are grim.
Seriously, 131060. I've got some cash to splash tonight. And if you're struggling to make ends meet, think what's in your wash basket right now. What can you give up? What can you give up
for
the
dough? I'm not a part of this.
131060, sell us your used clothes. We'll get the calls on the air next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Call up 131060 if you'd like to sell us your clothes.
Bargain of the lifetime here, Shuey Louie. You said that no one would be ringing up on 131060.
The phones are going off.
God, I knew it. It's confirmed my greatest suspicion. There are so many people curious and open to selling their used clothing to freaks like me.
It's
they
disgusting.
Just don't know how to do it. They just don't have the technical nous. The second you make it available on 131060, people are leaping at the opportunity. Everyone's got their price. Don't be sticking your nose up.
It's gross to make a quick buck, you know. Go walk a dog or something.
No, no. You'd have to walk 5 dogs for 10 hours. Just take off your tights and put them in the post.
How much are you going to dish out of your own money?
Look, I did have a budget, but I mean, I didn't realise we'd get so many calls.
You're grinning so much. You're going to splash a bit of cash here.
Can I borrow some money off you?
No, you can't.
Stephanie in Melbourne, you got some used clothes that you might want to sell?
Yes, I do. I've just finished playing a game of netball.
Wow.
And you are welcome to have my sweaty netball t-shirt and shorts.
Great.
does that get you going, Danny?
Look, maybe. What temperature were we talking around the game? How was it? A balmy evening? Was it raining?
It's a pretty balmy evening tonight, so I got pretty sweaty.
Yeah, right. Nice humid netball match for a Monday.
This is so rank.
Look, if you throw in the bib, if you can manage to get access to the bib that you wore as well.
I don't know about the bib. We had to hire the bibs tonight, so I don't have a bib.
I know.
But
you hire the bibs, and a lot of people are wearing those bibs. Very high rotation system on the bibs.
Oh, so you forget a lot of different smells.
Look, Stephanie, I've got to be a good boy here because there's so many calls. Look, if you can get us the bib in the next week or so, contact us again. I may have a spare $15 that I can throw your way. Joshua in Brisbane, hello.
G'day.
G'day. What do you have?
I have a sexy pair of pink dinosaur socks.
Yeah, this is great. It's unfortunate that I now know the owner is Josh. Had Josh have got
Does this
a...
mean this is my kind of thing to bargain with?
Look, I always thought that I'd just be a guy who would buy female clothes. The fact that Josh sounds like a man, but he's got pink socks, I've got a pretty vivid imagination. So I think
they'll
I could
bring out your eyes.
Over. Yeah. I'm not wearing them. I'm just going to sniff them, Joshua.
Well, that's a bit kinky.
Yeah, this is what we've been doing, kinky chat for the last 5 minutes.
How clean are they?
Excuse me?
3.5 weeks clean?
Yeah, exactly. What kind of question is that? How clean are they? We've got how dirty are they, Shuey Lou? We're going the other way here. I'm not looking for freshly washed nappy sand socks.
Well, I might want them if they're freshly washed.
Oh, I see. Right, you're in the market for a clean pair of socks. Well, maybe you've got a bidding war on your hands, Joshua. How dirty or clean are they? Okay. Leave it up to the imagination. This is a classic salesman. Nathan in Melbourne on 131060. I mean, you're a tradie.
Hey, Nath.
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, very good, thank you. What have you got up for sale tonight?
I got my work socks from today after a 13-hour shift.
Hot and sweaty in there and those big chunky steel cap boots.
They went on They went on the toes at pre-5 a.m. They didn't come off till post 7 p.m. Ooh. That's my kind of ratio.
You couldn't pay me to smell them.
Well, considering I install aircon, they're a bit sweaty.
Okay, Danny's doing this creepy grin and looking at me in the eyes.
I'm just doing the maths. Shuey, look, you chuck in 20, I'll chuck in 20. We'll
I'm
take
not
a sock each.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Uh-oh, hilarity siren. Hilarity siren. You've been warned. The following content may be hilarious, yet silly, but also fun.
I love hilarious, silly fun.
Look, there's a bit of hilarious, silly fun to kick off the show. Producer Jack insisted that it go front and centre because he said, this is a hilarious, silly fun show. Why wouldn't we do the hilarious, silly fun content right at the start? I said, you've got a hilarious, silly and very fun point there, Producer Jack. It's come to my attention, and I don't think anyone on Facebook will disagree, that you can't really scroll more than 4 mouse wheel rotations without seeing a hilarious, silly, fun meme regarding wine drinking these days.
Oh, so many mums do this. They love reposting the wine quotes.
It's like wine's got its own category because it's such a casual drink enjoyed that even with the allure and like the highlighting that it may be binge drunk, it's still hilarious because it's wine.
Wine time.
Of course, me not finding it too hilarious. More humorous at this point in time. Hashtag 4 years sober. Hashtag every day is a struggle. Hashtag I had my hilarious silly fun and then some on the wine.
Yeah, you did.
I remember I used to buy red wine goon sacks instead of white wine goon sacks because the alcoholic content was higher. Ooh, downer. I can see the.
Okay now.
I am okay now. I can see the hilarious, silly, fun side though, of the wine jokes that come all over the internet, and that's why we thought we'd do this.
What's your hilarious, silly, fun wine joke? Hilarious, silly, fun wine joke.
Maybe a Danny Lakey goodie sack up for grabs tonight for the most hilarious, silly, fun wine joke.
You're dishing those out quite a lot lately.
What can I say? I'm drunk on happiness with the goodie sacks. Producer Jack, you got any hilarious, silly, fun wine jokes out there?
Yeah, I've seen got on a the good internet? One. When life gets complicated, I whine.
Classic.
I'm going to like that. I'm going to like it and share
I've
it on
got
my
I've got another
page.
One, actually.
Okay.
Did you know that National Wine Day is January 1st until December 31st?
So hilarious.
I'm going to like that one and share that one as well. I'm going to put that on my wall. Can we make it into a tile, please? Chewy Louie. I mean, everyone knows you love a glass of wine.
Oh.
Or seven. Am I right? Lol.
Preach it. I love this one. Exercise makes you look better naked. So does wine. Your choice. The sass. So hilarious and fun.
It is fun. I mean, I'm glad that we're talking about wine here because it's all hilarious and silly. If we substituted that with vodka, not so fun all
no,
of a sudden.
No, it doesn't feel fun at all.
That's just an ugly side of binge drinking.
I agree. What? Wine, though.
Wine's been given the free pass for hilarious, silly fun.
So silly.
I don't mind this one. This is a hilarious meme that's on a piece of notepaper on the internet. Dear Wine, we had a deal. You were to make me funner, sexier, smarter, and a better dancer. I saw the video. We need to talk.
Hilarious!
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
A great story right now. Texas woman allegedly attacks husband after getting silence when she asked if she's pretty. It's your typical glass, is it half full or half empty here? I mean, the woman has looked for a bit of self-validation. She's gone to her nearest and dearest. He didn't feel she was on point. And he's decided to pull a neutral response.
What does she look like? What would your response be if she said, am I pretty?
I've got a mugshot here. Jeez, I'd keep me lip zipped up as well, to be honest.
Turn it round.
She's not the best of sorts,
well, yeah,
is she?
No, she's...
Soft three with makeup. I mean,
oh,
not...
that's a bit cruel.
Well, not
give her
to,
a five.
Not to get on my judgy high horse and play Judgy McFudge Fudge, but if she's the one assaulting and asking her husband if she's pretty, and this is the mug... Lizeth Guadalupe Ramirez is the lady in question. 20 years old, she was arrested late Tuesday after the alleged incident. Ramirez's husband said he didn't respond when she asked if she's pretty because he didn't hear her. That's a solid defense.
Classic.
I like that one.
Yeah. The classic selective hearing, eh, in the relationship.
This upset Ramirez and prompted them to leave the theatre where they were. So they're obviously catching a movie. She's feeling a little self-conscious. It's a dark theatre. There's no need for that. He's probably engulfed in the movie. Probably a strong storyline.
Bizarre spot to ask if you think you're pretty.
Very weird, isn't it? During their ride home, Ramirez's husband claimed she allegedly hit him repeatedly. At their home, she allegedly continued to hit him even more and even assaulted a family member who tried to intervene. Ramirez is a bad dog. She's an angry dog. She didn't get her pretty bone.
But I would be, I'm going to pipe in here and say, I'd be quite devastated if my husband, when I said, hey, do you think I'm pretty, just silence.
He may have not heard you. He may have not heard you. And I dead set believe that a silent response, a straight bat of nothing, is better than, no, you don't look pretty. Granted, it's not as good as, yes, baby, you're the most gorgeous woman I've laid eyes on.
That's what I'm after.
But he's pulled the second best. What I'm saying for Ramirez is it could have gotten a whole lot worse. And on 131060, I think we can bring this to life in radio form tonight.
Do you think I sound pretty?
131060. If you've ever wondered whether you sound pretty. Now, this is an audio-based game. A voice game. And lads can ring up as well, by the way. You know, we can obviously take, you know, do you sound handsome as well? If you wonder if your voice is pretty or not. I mean, if it is pretty, it's a nice little prize for you. Of course, we'll tell you. It sounds pretty. We'll congratulate you on your fine, sexy-sounding voice box. If it doesn't sound pretty, Going to have to pull a Ramirez husband and just give you the bone silence.
It's nothing.
I mean, that's better. That's nicer radio than saying, no, you sound like a dog's breakfast.
What do you reckon you would get?
Do I sound pretty?
I reckon you sound quite handsome.
Do I really?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
Do I sound pretty?
No, I think you do. We actually get some pretty good Instagram comments for you and your dulcet Kiwi tones. I think you do sound pretty. I don't think producer Jack sounds ugly. I think this is probably the perfect game for producer Jack. Because producer Jack asked us if you sound pretty.
Do I sound pretty?
Nah.
You assholes.
Nah, sorry, nah, but that's Jack. The thing. We didn't say no. We're just not going to answer and say yes.
We didn't hear you.
That's the thing. Otherwise, it's too much of a vicious game. Horrible game for Ramirez to say, no, you don't look pretty, babes. If you've always wondered if you sound pretty or not, 131060, if you do, prize for you. If not, silent treatment.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Do you think I sound pretty?
Fine line. Between sounding pretty and just sounding rather handsome if you're a lady. Some voices, butter melts in my mouth. Other voices, not so much. That's
it's not
thing.
Just about the deepness of the voice, though.
Well, there's tone, there's pitch, there's pronunciation, there's inflection. Accent, inflection. Comes off the back of a Texas woman allegedly attacking her husband after getting silence when she asked if she's pretty. And Lizeth Guadalupe Ramirez, 20 years old, isn't the sharpest tool in the shed. She's not the hottest babe in the drawer. But I digress. The husband's response of just bone silence is better than saying, no, you don't look pretty.
He says he didn't hear her as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I would have tuned down a long time ago if Lizeth was my special sub on as well. People are very curious to see whether they sound pretty or not. Hello, Emily in Brisbane.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, good. Now, Emily, I'd like you to go back to your baseline tone, please, because I think if you spoke like that with that much vigour, the whole of your life would get rather exhausting very quickly.
You'd be tired.
Let's not try and pretend to be a voice that we're not. All right, let's get back to baseline here. I believe, Emily, you've got a question for us.
Do you think I sound pretty?
I think you do sound pretty.
Same. I'm going pretty on that one.
Yeah, my heart skipped a beat. I think you've got good pipes. Real pretty pipes.
Awesome. Nice, cheerful as well, happy, yeah. You know, like good
yeah.
vibes.
Yeah, that's a pretty voice.
Guys, I've just finished work too, so like I don't know how.
Oh, well, congrats to you.
Yeah, my voice usually stays the same whether I'm at work, before I start work, or after work. That's the thing. I mean, we're...
Listen to the show.
Thanks. Thanks, Emily. Oh, my voice is exhausted. I've got to put my voice up after a heavy day's work.
Their voice
oh, God. Got to put my voice on in the morning. Sarah, on the Gold Coast. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Look, No judgment just yet. I'm just feeling out, as all attractions occur, you know, you've got to feel each other out first, and it usually takes about 3 or 4 minutes to really get a solid idea of what the other person's about. I mean, there's an accent going on, there's quite the husky laugh.
Yes.
And there's some interesting inflections going on. Sarah, I believe you've got a question for us.
I do. Do I sound pretty?
Sorry, Sarah.
Where's the accent from? Is that Irish?
No, I'm English.
Yeah, it's an English accent.
Close.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing from the north, I'm assuming. Thanks, Sarah. Trent in Wyong. Look, it's not a real. We never said she didn't sound pretty, surely, no. Louis. We just had to lower down the music and have a little bit of dead air, which is radio's worst enemy. Trent in Wyong, of course.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good, thank you. I mean, Shuey Louie, she'll probably take the heavy reins here. I believe you've got a question for us.
Do I sound handsome to you?
Shuey Louie!
Sorry, Trent. There was just a bit of tone in there that I didn't get around.
What is it about Trent's unsexy accent? You sound uneducated to you, Shuey Lou?
Maybe it's the name Trent.
Oh, no. You cannot paint an imaginary face on Trent. We're judging him on his voice and his voice alone. Remembering, Trent, that we didn't say it was unattractive. We just didn't say it was attractive.
I couldn't hear you, Trent.
That's okay.
Okay, thanks, Trent. George in the Central Coast. Hello.
Good evening.
Oh, now, Shuey Louie. She doesn't know what to feel right now. I think there are emotions that are bubbling to the surface there.
Some type of accent going on there?
Uh, Aussie Greek.
Aussie Greek.
I love a souvlaki.
You do love a souvlaki. Now, George, I believe you've got a question for Shuey Louie.
Yes. Do I sound handsome?
Am I being a bit mean tonight? You nearly had me when you said Greek, and I thought, oh, I love a souvlaki, but then,
then
the question
then
didn't
he spoke
do it for
again.
Me.
Thanks, Georgie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, how's this? Women filmed performing sex acts in broad daylight. Shuey Louie, you said earlier you think this is some sort of thing that would happen in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Jacksonville, Florida. Jackson, Mississippi, perhaps. No, unfortunately not. It's happening right here in our very own backyard. A group of Brisbane women stumbled out of a restaurant in broad daylight before they began performing sex acts on each other. Now, I've got the video here. It's obviously blurred out, but the CCTV footage, they're all over each other, and they're having a whale of a time.
Just in the middle of the street.
This is a boozy Sunday. A couple of too many vinos around 3 o'clock, right on the patio.
I had a boozy Sunday, and you didn't see me.
Look, this story, the more I read it, the more graphic it became. This is just on news.com.au, by the way. I'm reading this story and going, look, it's even too graphic for this show. I mean, I could just read out the article right here, right now, but it's just, it's not going to sound right.
No.
Well, could we maybe just take the edge off slightly by hiring a horse racing commentator to read the article for us?
Weird news as told by a horse race commentator.
Racing and a group of women allegedly engaged in public sex acts on the street of a popular Brisbane dining precinct last month will not be charged by police. Two of the women wearing short summer dresses and high heels could be seen tangling up in each other's arms and pressed up against the wall of a trendy curbside store. As the third woman sat patiently on her own, the pair collapsed against the wall for several minutes, kissing one another passionately, and this is where the steamy street scene quickly descended into something people have described as vulgar and obscene. With the women performing sex acts upon each other in broad daylight, with people walking straight past them, the preoccupied girls appeared oblivious to the comings and goings of the community. At one point, the two women were sitting astride a bike rack, which was installed on the footpath where they allegedly appeared to be rubbing themselves on the metal installation, which would have undoubtedly drawn some concern from people on the street. The encounter lasted roughly 10 minutes before police arrived, taking down their information, putting them in an Uber and sending them home to sleep it off, but the officers refused to charge the women with anything has drawn anger from the public. Under Queensland law, the women could have been charged with public indecency, but a possible conviction would be hard to prove due to no genitalia on the CCTV display. Therefore, a defence solicitor could easily argue the women were simply dancing or having a nap together in the street. Due to this, it is unlikely that a prosecution case would stand up in court.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
Judge Jack, the judge, is in here. Last day before he gets a four-day public holiday as well.
Oh, boy, do I need it.
Yeah, well, when you work for the public, Judge, of course you deserve the public holidays that surround this. Every week, Judge Jack comes in and he's got a hankering for some sort of new crime. There's always something that's ticking this man off. And may I read an article here that had Judge Jack right riled up. A karaoke crooner who drove her neighbours mad by belting out Celine Dion songs is being evicted from her home. Kirsty Miller was arrested after ignoring warnings from police who had been called out to reports of her screaming along to numbers of the Canadian singer. The noisy neighbour complaints triggered a furious response from the mum of three, who declared, "They can take my karaoke machine, but they cannot take my voice."
Look, I admire the passion and the dedication to her singing. She's not going to let it stop her, but she really needs to listen, because if she can't hit those high notes like Celine Dion, but she's going to keep trying and being a public nuisance.
So, I mean, what you're saying here, Judge, is that public singing really is an offence unless you've got the skills to pay the bills and you're actually a really good singer. Is this? I'm reading between the lines here, Judge. This, I mean, you made the rules.
That is absolutely correct. Do not sing unless you have the chops.
Jeez, it's a big.
That's a and I, look, and I stick by this myself. I would love to sing.
Wow. Yeah.
But I can't, so I won't. And everyone should respect that rule.
Look, Judge, I mean, with all due respect, and I know you write the rules and you write the laws and you enforce them on this show, but if I can call upon the listeners on 131060, because I'm passionate about representing amateur singers, is it possible that they can maybe step into the courtroom tonight, they can sing a couple of lines, I can defend them, I can represent them, you can maybe grant them a singing in public license?
Look, everyone deserves a chance,
right?
But if the ruling declares that they are unfit to sing in public,
I see,
they need to stop singing in public.
Okay.
And I will declare that.
Until now, it's always been the other way around. Like, you can sing until the license is taken off you. Now, Judge Jack is here and treats this like a driver's license.
Yeah.
You cannot drive.
I will grant you.
Until you get the license.
Grant you the license to sing.
13, 10,
it's going to be tough, though.
Anyone who loves a public sing, anyone who's singing in the shower, anyone who wants to belt out a tune in public from here on out needs to call up right now and enter the courtroom. Prizes up for grabs tonight. It's a Wonder Park season passes. It's when the animals take over a Wonder Park and hilarity ensues. It actually is. I saw it on the back of a bus today. Looks like a crazy, zany Disney movie. If you'd like to test it and get your singing in public license, give us a bell on 131060. I'll represent you because that's the kind of lawyer I am. Pro bono tonight. Judge Jack, however, does stand in our way. Can we get you over the line and over the system next?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You are about to enter the courtroom of
Judge Jack.
The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is
Judge Jack.
All rise in the courtroom. Judge Jack and court is in process. This week, Judge Jack coming down very harshly on public singing. What, as he views it, a public nuisance. Unless they have the voice to grace our streets, showers, public
Very
parks.
Lucky I've come in tonight, Danny, because it's the night before a public holiday. I'm about to go on a six-week vacation.
Yeah.
But I've come in just to rule with you and make sure that public singers are not singing unless they can.
You need a singing license, according to Judge Jack these days. And that in Newcastle, this is good because I've got a feeling, you know, it's about an hour or so before the judge goes on holiday for 4 days. He's taking the Winnebago away for a nice weekend with the wife, and it's been very stressful. And the wife has said that he doesn't spend enough time at home. So I reckon he might be in a chirpy mood tonight. We may have caught the judge on a good night. How often are you singing in public?
Oh, wherever I go, mate. Wherever I go. I get looked good and frowned upon. It's all good.
This is the kind of client that I love to represent, because this is a happy-go-lucky kind of guy who wears his heart on his sleeve. He's happy to sing a ditty, whistle a tune, bring light into the public's eyes. Judge Jack, keep this in mind as my client, Matt, sings Sex is on Fire by Kings of Leon. When you're ready, client Matt.
Righto. Leon, but don't make a sound. I know you're watching. You're watching. There we go.
Now, I love it. This is why I do my job.
You this get is why to... I do my job as well.
Judge Jack, I ask you to spare leniency. I ask you to not only think about the notes that Matt did not hit, but the people and the joy that he will bring to many faces if he's allowed to sing in public from here on out.
I am thinking of the people and their joy, and that's why, unfortunately, I have to rule.
Oh, no, don't say it. Don't say it, Jack.
Matt.
Guilty.
No!
Oh, God. There shall be no public singing for you, Matt.
Matt's wife wasn't happy about that. Sorry, Matty, I tried my best. Dorothy in Brisbane, hello.
Hello.
How often are you singing, Dorothy?
Oh, I love to sing. As often as I can.
Yeah, this is another person who loves to sing at every opportunity. She showers 3 times a day just so she can sing in the shower.
I hope that nothing more that Dorothy can sing.
Dorothy, what song are you going to sing to hopefully get your singing license so we can legally pronounce you a public singer?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, it's very
in fashion right now.
God, it's a risky choice. Go hard, Dorothy. Go hard.
Okay. Is this a real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Yeah. Not bad. I mean, those are the easy notes as well. I'd love for Dorothy.
I would like to hear a bit of the Baba Geesh.
Yeah, if you could give us a Baba Geesh, Baba Geesh, Donnie do the Fandango, that'd be great, because I think you could maybe get Judge over the line there, Dorothy, if you sing that
bit. I just need a little bit more.
Where is that? What part is that?
Baba Ganoush, Baba Ganoush, Santa do the Fandango.
I see a little silhouette of a man, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
Yeah.
Thunderbolt and lightning, baby, frightening me. Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo. Wow. Now, I've never seen this, but the judge has wept a tear. And his judge's wig is sticking to an eyelash right now.
This is a hard one for me. The law, though, is fair from reason, I think.
Yeah, the judge is already on holiday, I think. He's getting his words mixed up.
Free from reason. That is it. Free from reason. But unfortunately, sorry, Dorothy.
Guilty.
Just wasn't there.
Whoa, Dorothy. Whoa, easy there. God, fiery Portuguese Dorothy. Final call, Nazareth in Townsville. Hello, Nazareth.
Hi.
Now, this is good that we're not in the courtroom of questionable holy-related names, because Judge Jack would have come down very hard on you before we could even begin. What's the song that you're going to sing, Nazareth?
Tina Turner.
What's
Love Got to Do with It?
Go for it, Naz.
You must understand by the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
Ooh,
this is only the thrill that boy, dreaming girl, opposites attract.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
This pains me as a lawyer as well, Nazareth. You've got a great voice, but you cracked once and then you forgot to breathe. It's very hard to represent a client pro bono.
I can hear the emotion coming through, but I'm sorry, Nazareth.
No!
Guilty.
No! Nazareth! All right, easy there, Nazareth. Come on, mate. It's a Thursday. Thanks, Judge. Enjoy your holiday.
Will do.
No licenses granted, unfortunately.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Just a little thought. Just a little thought that's turned into a potential phoner here, Shuey Louie. I started walking to work, and I walk past this this pawnbroker each morning on the way to work, right?
It's like
secondhand shop.
Yeah, you like walk and exchange, buy goods.
Yeah.
You can drop your stuff in, right?
Cashies, yeah. Surfboards, golf clubs, old pianos,
jewelry,
antiques, all sorts of things that
shoes,
you can buy in there.
Thongs.
They usually put like the hot centerpieces, like the bargains, the interesting things, like out the front for people to be like, to draw them into the store, right? And in this secondhand store, out the front at the moment, and it's been there for about 3 weeks now, no one's obviously bought it. Stuffed fox.
Excuse me?
Stuffed fox.
How is that like a masterpiece? Like, step right up, get your stuffed fox.
Come on, come on. We've got foxes. They're stuffed. They've all got to go.
The moralist fox. Come get your fox.
The thing that I was thinking with this is not only did someone have like a pet fox or kill a fox once upon a time and thought, you know what, I got to get this stuffed. Now the person who's killed that fox and stuffed the fox has probably passed away. The person clearing out all the stuff was like, well, we still can't throw that stuffed fox.
Give it to someone who needs the stuffed fox.
Give it to someone who needs the stuffed fox. But like, I can understand if people want to stuff something that's like sentimental and want it with them. But is there enough business to just buy stuffed things that you have no connection to whatsoever?
So is that like if my dog Toby passed away, I could get him stuffed?
Exactly. So I think the traditional way is to obviously bury your pet. We've had to bury a few cats and stuff over the time. And maybe you get him cremated and you scatter the ashes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big stretch. It's a long step to then go to the taxidermist and get it stuffed.
My mum, Jill, absolutely loves Toby. He's a corgi. We should go to our family home. Oh, there's Toby on the wall.
Toby the corgi got a potential for a stuffing later on in life.
I reckon Jill loves him that much that she'd stuff Toby.
There must be a select group of people out there that love to stuff a pet, because how would taxidermists still exist otherwise? If there's only 4 or 5 people that love stuffing an animal, there's not enough business.
Isn't it like a legit job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, taxidermist. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's very big in America because they have a lot of hunters.
Yes.
And they like to show off what they've caught.
Yeah.
So they will hunt their, like, you know, their deer and things and put them on walls.
Yeah.
Is that like if you go to quite, like meaty restaurants, they'll often have, like,
they've
a
got
big
the moose
head on the
head
wall
and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
It's terrifying. Yeah. I don't like that.
It's pretty crazy. even more bizarre when someone just has a cat or a dog that's passed and they've just decided to stuff it and keep it in the hallway for a little bit as well.
A lot of the time they use them as doorsteps.
Doorsteps?
Excuse me?
Door stops. Yeah.
Oh, watch out for Bernard down there. Yeah. He's our new doorstop.
God, imagine if it was doorsteps, just a tower of Dalmatians that have been stuffed over the years leading up to the second story. 131060. I'm not expecting even one call here, to be honest, which is good because I'm not in the mood to work much tonight. But if anyone calls up for this, I'll be damned.
Did you take your pet to the taxidermist? Did you stuff your cat?
Love to know who's doing it and why they're doing it. I mean, taxidermists, of course, if you're out there at the moment, listening to the show, streaming while stuffing an animal. God, we'll get them on as well. Even like little things, like a little rabbit or a little rat or something that you've stuffed just for a bit of fun. I don't know. What are you
bit
stuffing?
Of fun?
What animals are you stuffing on 131060?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Did you take your pet to the taxidermist? Did you stuff your cat?
Always wanted to lift the lid, a little glimpse into the world of taxidermy and the people that do decide to stuff their pets, stuff their animals, etc. Very bizarre. As I walk down to work every morning now, I pass a second-hand store, a little pawnbroker. I got a stuffed fox outside. Someone stuffed a fox once upon a time. Well, they'd sell it, and then they're expecting someone else to buy it.
Would you do it to your pets?
No, I don't think so, no.
I could imagine you with a lounge full of stuffed animals.
I think you've got to cut the cord at some stage. Yeah. It was a good innings.
Sayonara.
With a dog or a cat. Let's just let it go into the next realm there. Don't need it just staring at me in the hallway every day with its little marble eyes.
Wonder if you could... I don't know if I'm going to continue saying that.
Yeah, no?
Stuff humans one day.
I reckon there's a human that's been stuffed.
Eureka?
Yeah, I think
so. Sits in the lounge?
I reckon. There'd be somewhere. Yeah, there is. Because I remember watching a documentary about it's some sort of thing. Yeah, there is. Producer Jack, can you Google that, whether you can stuff
humans? We need to know now.
And to be honest, if there's anything similar that Producer Jack's got on his laptop, the autocorrect, I'm sure, will come up with a very different way of stuffing humans. Producer Jack stuffed a bear once, little known fact. Hayley in Port Macquarie on 131060. You stuff any animals?
I don't, but my partner is, I guess, an amateur taxidermist. We currently have several stuffed mice in our bedroom.
Oh,
really? No, I like that. No, they'd be cute. No, the only reason mice aren't that cute sometimes is because they scurry around. You give me a static mouse, I could pet it for days.
No, they're not cute in the slightest. That would give me nightmares, like they're crawling all over me in the middle of the night.
But the second you take away their crawling capacity, they're very cute.
No, they're
to
not.
Anyone. He would kill for that fox. Like, what? He would do anything to get that taxidermied fox, I'm telling you.
Well, Danny will get it for you and send it to you.
I'm not buying it. It was like $500, but I can give you the details of where it is. define amateur taxidermist. Is it because it's a hobby on the side, or there's not enough money in it to make a
it's
full-time
price? It's a hobby on the side, and he learned from YouTube.
God.
So we could just learn.
I wouldn't mind trying to stuff something. We did have that conversation. Producer Jack said we should go and pick up some roadkill and stuff it. And then
checks to see the roadkill that we drive past to see if it's worth taxidermying.
Yeah, right.
But won't they have blood all over them?
Some of them not.
I guess it depends on how they die.
There is literally a flat rat outside my house because the bin driver always drives
Please
over it. It's been there for
don't
months.
Bring
we,
it to
no,
work.
We could pump it back up.
No.
Is he like a soccer ball pump or something? Pump
you
it back through
Jack
its mouth
can
and fill
have
it up
fun
with marshmallows.
Doing that, but I'll not be joining it.
Carly in Wagga Wagga. The place so nice, they named it twice. You stuffed something?
Yes, my childhood cat.
Great. This is the childhood pet story I was hoping for.
Why?
Yes. I just loved it so much. And I asked my mum and she said yes.
Yeah, right. So you were obviously a child who was struggling to let go of the cat, which is understandable enough.
I was 10, but she got ran over. And lost a leg, so we only stuffed her with three legs.
Yeah, right. Did it need a little support beam, like a little wooden prop to make sure it didn't fall over?
A wheelchair?
No, she's sort of like in a ball.
Okay. And it's interesting that you say flat and squashed, because I do wonder how they pump them back up. I really do.
Where does the cat sit now?
So I have it at the end of my bed, but every night I move it.
No. That's where I draw the line, Carly.
I like it.
Not a fan of that. I'm going to go a big fat no on that one.
I like it. Jesse in Brisbane, wrap this up. You got a stuffed story?
Yeah, so it's not me, it's my grandma. She used to breed birds in like an aviary outside, and every time a bird would die, she would stuff it. So I'm not even joking, there's like 30 birds all around the house.
It's my worst night. I hate birds.
So is Granny going to a pro taxidermist, or she's literally stuffing them herself?
No, she goes to a pro and, you know, gets all the feathers, like, you know, nice and neat and... No, it's really creepy, so, yeah, I don't go that often.
What do they use? Is it just cotton wool? Is it as simple as that?
I'm not sure. I've never touched it. But they keep the eyes.
Yeah.
And the
beak.
That's impressive. I always thought they used like they always went to Lincraft and got some of those cartoon googly eyes on those things.
Does Granny just have them like sitting around her lounge and just hangs out with them?
Yeah, so it's in the lounge room, in the kitchen, in the dining room. Like when I say 30, I mean like there is like cockatoos and budgies and like they're everywhere.
Fantastic. I don't mind that. I'm keen for a stuffing at some point this year. I want to stuff something.
Just stuff a chicken.
Yeah, maybe.
No, like just cook a roast.
Get a barbecue chicken from Coles, just put some like pillow feathers in it or something.
No, I mean the.
Go on. We've got all night.
You know what I mean? The turkey stuff.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.